Don't mention the starship, Jay. When the Navy comes, it will be in a mighty flotilla, with their exhaust plumes so strong and bright they will turn night into day. Nobody will mistake it. But in the meantime, we must not pour cold water on the other's hopes.
I understand, Father. I'm not as dumb as them.
He ruffled her hair, which she pretended not to like, wriggling away.
Come along now, he said. Breakfast first, then we'll get our expedition sorted out.
I suppose Russ will come with us, she asked in a martyred voice.
Yes, he will. And stop thinking uncharitable thoughts.
The children already had most of the bedding off the floor. Two boys were sweeping up the dried grass from the sack mattresses. Must find a better replacement, Horse thought. Eustace's voice could be heard through the open door, yelling instructions to the children airing the linen outside. Horst helped to pull the big table into the middle of the room. Andrea's team was scurrying round the kitchen corner, tending the equipment and the meal. The big urn was just starting to boil, and the three IR plates were heating up the boiling pans ready for the eggs. Once again, Horst gave a fast prayer of thanks that the solar-powered equipment functioned so well. It was easy enough for the children to use without hurting themselves, and most of them had helped their mothers with the cooking before. All they needed was some direction, as they did in every task he set them. He didn't like to think how he would have coped if the homestead hadn't been empty. It took another 15 minutes before Andrea's cooking party were ready to serve breakfast. Several of the eggs Shona brought back were broken, so Horst himself scrambled them up in a pan on a spare IR plate. It was easy to feed Jill, the toddler, that way. The tea was finally ready, and the eggs boiled. Everyone lined up with their mug and cutlery and egg cup, and filed past the kitchen bar which doubled as a serving counter. For a few wonderful minutes, the room was actually quiet as the children drank and cracked their eggs open and pulled faces as they munched the dry oatmeal biscuits, dunking them in the tea to try and soften them up first. Horst looked round his extended family and tried not to feel frightened at the responsibility. He adored them in a way he had never done with his parishioners. After breakfast it was wash time, with the extra two tanks he had installed in the rafter space struggling to provide enough hot water. Horst inspected them all to make sure they were clean, and that they had all gel-rinsed their teeth. That way he could have a few words with each of them, make them feel special and wanted and loved. It also gave him the chance to watch for any sign of illness. So far there had been remarkably little, a few colds and one nasty outbreak of diarrhea a fortnight ago, which he suspected was from a batch of jam that had come from another homestead. The morning would follow its standard pattern while he and Jay were away. Clothes to be washed in the stream and hung out to dry, hay to be taken into the cows, corn to be measured out into the chicken-run dispensers. They never did that very well. Lunch to be prepared. When he went away, it was always the packets of protein-balanced meals from Earth. All they had to do was put them in the microwave for 90 seconds, and nothing could go wrong. Sometimes he allowed a group to pick elwisey fruit from the trees on the edge of the jungle. But not today. He gave Danny a stern lecture that no one was to wander more than 50 meters from the cabin, and someone must be on watch the whole time in case a croc lion turned up. The plains carnivores hadn't often plagued the homesteads, but his didactic memory showed what a menace the lumbering animals could be. The boy nodded earnestly, eager to prove his worth. Horst was still suffering from stings of doubt when he led the group's one horse from its stable. He trusted Jay to be left in charge. She acted far older than her years. But he had to hunt for meat. There were hardly any fish in the nearby stream. If they stuck to the cache of food in his bedroom, it would be gone within 10 days. It existed to supplement what he killed and stored in the freezer, and acted as an emergency reserve just in case he ever did get ill. And Jay deserved a break from the homestead. She hadn't been away since they arrived. He took two other children with him as well as Jay. Mills, an energetic 8-year-old from Chuchster Village, and Russ, a 7-year-old who simply refused to ever leave Horst's side. The one and only time he had gone hunting without him, the boy had run off into the savannah, and it had taken the whole afternoon to find him. Jay was grinning and waving and playing up to her jealous friends when they set off. The savannah grass quickly rose up around their legs,